Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Crypto investors panicked yesterday as Bitcoin plummeted to its lowest price in more than a year, and other cryptocurrencies endured even worse sell-offs. Victims of the bloodbath, which comes amid to a broader stock market rout, which I don't know, AJ, I know you're not watching any of this.
How does something that doesn't exist crash?
We'll get to that. And I still don't understand.
Do you jump out of fake building windows now?
Fake people jump out of fake windows.
Right.
So the folks affected from this range from the billionaire crypto titans who run the crypto market companies to just regular people like us. One of the top posts on a Reddit Terra Luna page.
Uh-huh.
Terra Luna, by the way, lost 99% of its value.
Ouch. What's it mean? Moon Terrace? Terra Luna? It's like a restaurant. I'm going to Terra Luna tonight.
This is AJ's take on the financial markets.
Well, I was too busy looking at my Bitcoin mansion right now.
Quote, I lost over $450,000. I cannot pay the bank. I will lose my home soon. I'll become homeless. Suicide is the only way out for me.
Oh, so,
Terra Frigo.
No.
Here's another comment. My ex-colleague attempted suicide. He basically moved all of his savings to crypto in 2021. And Luna was a massive player in his portfolio.
And Luna tick, you know, moving everything you have into something that's stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, put some in there.
Even AJ knows.
Yeah, yeah. Usually, like, put like 100.
How stupid are you?
You got 450.
When
put
AJ's
like
calling you stupid,
exactly.
And he's right.
I'm pretty sure I'm being insulted right now, but I'm not sure.
No. No, you proudly don't get involved in this stuff.
Oh yeah, no, I have no idea what I'm doing.
You have no problem today.
Nothing.
See?
Nothing. Today
you're right.
Today's Friday. My biggest problem is raining.
Bitcoin was trading around $28,300 yesterday afternoon, down 20% over the past week and nearly 60% lower than its all-time high of $69,000 in November 2021. Here's the problem. When that was red hot and it went to $69,000, people were like, wow, this is how high is it going to let me get in?
Right.
So you bought at the high.
Dummies.
Problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not dummies. You know, you just think, I want to get in on the action.
Yeah.
This is hot.
Me too.
Right.
It's not the horses.
Other major cryptocurrencies, including Ethereum and Solana, are now worth fractions of the all-time high. What the hell is happening? Kyle, the teacher, is on to explain. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, and thanks for working,
you know,
today.
Every day. And I want to say the first time in a long time, AJ is making a ton of sense on crypto, so thank you.
Okay, I'm not sure if you're insulting me.
I think that would be a yes.
I'll get back to you later.
But like in a love way.
Yeah. I mean, to reiterate what AJ said, don't put all your eggs in one basket, first off. You never bet the farm on one thing. And, you know, right after the stock market crash in the 20s, everybody didn't trust the banks, and they put all their money under their bed until the house burned down.
Right.
So, You know
what's interesting about that expression? Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
Think about when that someone came up with that.
Yeah.
That was the biggest investment at the time.
Eggs.
Oh my God! You lost all the eggs.
Right.
I'm thinking. I had them all in one basket.
I'm thinking Denny's right now. Grand Slam breakfast.
everybody was a farmer, and if you had a car, you were rich, and if you had a horse, you were poor. Now, if you have a car, you're not doing that great. If you have a horse, you're doing pretty well.
Crap, I have three cars.
That's
and
true.
Screwed.
That saying was invented in 1615.
1615, and we still haven't said, hey, you know?
Just in the T-shirts.
That makes sense.
The T-shirts they had back then.
Don't put it all in one basket.
Right.
You could drop the basket.
Made it of wool, but yeah.
The basket could go away.
Right, and then cry with spilled milk.
That's it. Mm.
That's dairy.
So get back on crypto.
Oh, yeah.
It's to me, to you all, it's common sense. You don't spend what you can't afford. If you can't buy it twice, it's not a good investment for you. And if you're getting some tip from
your. What do you mean? Like, you should have enough money to buy this thing twice.
I bought a car twice. Right, I sold and bought it back.
So for example, if you're all about Bitcoin at 60 grand and you want to buy one whole Bitcoin, if you don't have 120 in the bank, it's not for you.
That makes sense.
That's not an uppity statement. It's financial literacy. And a lot of people did see Bitcoin at 60, 65, and they said, wow, this is going to be $1 million coin. The technology's there. Let me, you know what?
My retirement. You talk to your friends, and they're like, I paid $20,000 for it. It's worth 69 now. You're like, oh, that's what I want. I want to get rich quick.
Yeah.
Let me in. I have handfuls of money.
No one spot me the money, so I couldn't do it.
Make it rain.
Even a year ago, I came on and I talked about Dogecoin, and it was at 5 cents. And then it went all the way up to 60, and everybody said, wow, this could go to a dollar. You know what happened after Musk went on SNL and said the name? It went right to 25 cents, and people lost their mind. You know, you have to do your due diligence and notice when it's rising and falling. If it's at the top of its cost, it's not going to go up. It's going to go down.
So what happened? It was going crazy, and then China said, yeah, we're not going to accept it.
Right. Oops. And, I mean, over the long haul, investing is two things. One, it's not for the weak. If you're checking it every day and you need it to survive, you're investing in the wrong thing.
I check every day because I'm bored. Hmm. But not because this is a time to move things.
I check Facebook.
I'm just bored.
Right. And it's fun to check it when it's going up. And when it's going down, you want to pull it out, get your losses, and cry about it. I mean, and, you know, so for one, it's not for the weak. And two, it's a long game. This is something that you hope to pull out in 10, 15, 30, 50 years.
So you still feel good about crypto?
Every day. Technology.
So if there was any time to buy, this is the time to buy, not when it's 69,000.
You said it. Not only crypto. You know, I'm not this guy who's like has his house in crypto. You know, stocks are on sale too. All-time lows. Especially, you know, these new technology stocks. I have a lot of holdings in online gambling, right? Because what's hotter than putting your money on the Yankees right now online with a click of a button? You know, and all of those companies are tanking right now. So they're all on sale. Now is time to buy.
Yeah, so that's the way to look at it. When it's down, buy.
I just need some money.
When it's up, sit tight. Yeah, they just got to find some money.
Spot some money.
You know, that said, get back. One more time, every first of the month, pay your bills. And if you have a little bit left over and you want to give up a vice, your coffee for the week or two, go and pay that stock bill. Go and buy
a horse.
Buy a little bit of crypto. Oh,
hold on one second, Kyle. Ashley?
Giving up coffee? I can't function.
You didn't pay for your coffee. Don't you make it home?
I have to buy it in order to make it at home.
It's not like she has beans out in the yard.
Well, he means like the $9, you know, coffee to buy at certain places.
Yeah.
Yeah, that type of thing.
Well, he's using that as an analogy that you could cut here and there.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff.
I keep blowing my bills.
I $25 myself to death on Amazon. Like, if it's under 25 bucks, I'm like, I could use that.
Yeah, why not? Sure.
Pair of gloves for a chainsaw? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? New chainsaw blade? Yes.
Special, you know, scarf for chainsawing.
You were about to tell us what you buy, and you're like, I am not telling them what I bought.
No, I haven't bought anything
in a
while.
You went blank, and then you said scarf.
I've never seen AJ in a scarf.
Never.
I didn't mean it for me. I was trying to build on yours.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't buy nothing.
Okay.
I get the surprise packages. They all say Megan on them. I'm like, where did these come from?
Oh, those are my order.
Well, it's a surprise, wasn't it?
Some of our money, Jennifer and I, separate. Because it just helps me when I see the Amazon truck. It's like, isn't it the same truck that was here 8 minutes ago?
Right, yeah.
Does he live here?
Another truck. It's like my driveways have, like, especially when there's a wedding or an event coming.
Yeah.
8 dresses. She's going to try them on.
Right.
7 go back.
Yeah. Right.
It's a parking lot out in my driveway.
But you live in a circle, so it keeps going around.
Going around. Yeah. So it's really nice that I don't have to say, oh, really?
Right.
Anyway, Kyle, just give us some words of wisdom here as you sign off.
Don't do it.
So, right. One of the most brilliant investors is Warren Buffett. So he has the three sayings. So if you can't afford it, if you can't buy it twice, it's not for you. So that's first of all, right? Stay in your lane and only buy what you can. Second, buy.
Wait, what does that mean?
If you
stay in your lane,
means don't drift over.
Right. So if you don't know jack about jack, why are you going to put your life savings, half of your savings, half of your paycheck, any money into something you don't know?
That's me.
So you need to do a little bit of reading.
Oh, jack.
Be knowledgeable about what you're spending, right? Unlike just walking into the casino, putting 100 on somebody, you're going to lose. Have some knowledge. Secondly, buy the dip. If you notice while you're doing your due diligence,
French dip,
you see that things are at historic lows.
Yes.
Yeah, Dunkaroos.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kyle. You're wasting your time. I realized that halfway through, but I just thought, well, maybe we'll pick up on it.
Yeah.
We're like little monkeys. We put the drums in there. Maybe they'll pick up the sticks and start playing. Nope.
I tell you, Warren Buffett's a very smart man, but his brother Jimmy's like cool.
Yeah.
He's like a Margaritaville and stuff like
that's
that.
That's right.
I can't see how those two are brothers, but yeah.
Well, I love the buffet, too. Yeah, that was a great idea.
Genius. I know. Yep, yep.
All right, Kyle.
Let me give you Warren Buffett's most famous piece of advice, right? So we're talking about you buying coffee, buying from Amazon. So next week, instead of buying from Amazon, buy some Amazon stock. Instead of buying Starbucks, buy some Starbucks stock. If you're going to buy
I bought a lot of stock from Amazon last week. They're going to split in June.
I bought chicken stock and it made soup.
I think it's 20 to 1. Yeah, all right. I'm going to let you go before you waste more of your time. But we're going to podcast this because there's lots of nuggets in this festival of stupidity with us.
Right. Chicken nuggets?
Well, I was going to say, if I wanted to be ignored, I would go to class already.
We're just preparing for later on.
That's true. We were listening.
We were.
We just weren't getting it.
No. Yeah, you kept bouncing my forehead.
All of your parents will be called later. We'll talk about it.
Kyle, always great to hear you. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Chaz and AJ. Connecticut Lottery Second Chance. Flubble Montage.
Yeah. He had a really good throwing arm. I think he probably just bet I can get out the car window and over the bridge. So he said,
"Welcome to the."
No. That was not a flubble. It was me thinking it out and talking slowly.
I just didn't need that picture in my mind.
Mom got some beads.
Yeah.
Thank you for that picture in my mind.
Just picturing like mom didn't do it and accidentally. She did accidentally, like just kind of leaned over and it kind of fell out. I hate this place.
Some secondary roads in Greenwich, Sound Beach Road, for example, closed due to some construction. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique.
Are you one of those victims right now?
You mean victim?
What's a victim?
I was fine until I looked at Chaz and then I couldn't hold
it. Oh, it's my fault.
Okay.
For victims of drunk and drug driving.
It's a victim again. Take three.
It's all about Ashley.
I just mean he made such an impact in the world that it really affected.
Me.
Me.
She's trying to get her out of... damn it.
It's all about...
I don't know. I'm an
Chaz.
Idiot. How about that?
Sucked it into my lung, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't want bacterial pneumonia.
From a piece of ham. Was it good ham? Good ham. Hang on, I'll get it. Hang on.
Chaz, may I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
In your last segment, you were talking about a bounce house, and you said the word bounce. I was just wondering why nobody gets
it. Just stay in the bounce house. You're fine. Just bounce to the bounce house.
We said the chopper was coming down. We had no idea what the bounce. We thought some idiot would strap the bounce house down.
Yep.
When I don't understand the joke, I'm thinking I might be missing comedic gold here.
Right.
Not really, though.
Exactly. Exactly. Boy, it went right past you. And 816 Fit Fact for tickets or DaveRiley.com.
What is it?
There's an 816 Fit Fact or something like that. that we have to do as well, so I'm just mentioning it.
What?
This is not a flubble. Take that pen.
He's too good looking for his own benefit.
Especially even acting didn't like come on his face at all. Stay away. Yeah, you're too good looking. Even acting wouldn't jump on him. You know, I'm going to take that friggin' pen and a superpower. No, I'm.
You get a superpower.
Superpower right through your ears. I just wanted something different. There's other colors out there. No.
Wear that.
Yeah, it was not. It was a little tight.
Is that why your eyes were bulging out?
Yes. I seem to be grieving.
You're like a frog being.
Yep, squozing. Like Bugs Bunny, the Beaky Buzzard.
It felt weird when it was happening.
Felt what?
Weird.
Oh, it's a fubble montage already.
Yes, it is.
God, cool.
Putting skates on changes everything.
Coach Brent Thompson is on.
We already did the IC, with the ice yesterday, last Monday. But this time it's the AC, the AJ IC Hot Trivia Challenge the other Friday. And so I wrote it down. TV sitcoms of 1980s to 2000. Bringing a breath over here. Right, so still smells minty in here. Minty in here. Still smells minty in here.
I'm just trying to help you.
Not helping you. They're delaying things. Need questions.
Man, you're averaging like a flubble every 20 seconds.
I need a question.
Right now.
Incredible. Actually, this should not be counted because I'm under duress.
Think that we would take any question.
Yes, I did, because it's part of the deal over here. And this, what are you clicking for? I didn't flubble. Okay, it's getting kind of warm here. We should probably start this contest going here.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I actually took score on that one.
How'd I do?
You had 5.
I was close for a while.
Yeah, actually, we were running away for a moment. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Ashley had 3. Jen had 1. And I had 12.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Guy didn't add milk to his cereal and punctured his lung.
Captain Crunch.
Those Cheerio.
Oh, had to be Captain Crunch. I still have scars in my mouth from Captain Crunch.
Any guesses?
I'm going to say grape nuts.
Okay.
Grape nuts into granules.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Those can be sharp.
Oh,
Andrew?
No.
That's true. The Chinese use them.
Frosted mini wheat.
Those are good.
Say the Chinese use them?
Yeah, like throwing stars.
They're sharp. Deliciously sharp.
That would be funny in a movie, like a fight, and then it's like, I lost my weapon, and I start using cereal.
Just throwing cereal. Frozen waffles.
It happened when he was 16.
Okay.
He doesn't like cereal milk because it gets soggy, so he always eats it dry.
Yeah.
And it was honey stars that look like honeycombs.
Oh, so.
But star-shaped.
Right. So the honeycombs, but star-shaped. Wow, that's insane.
So those are the knockoff ones that come in the bag. So your mom used to buy for like $2, and they put them in the other box that you've had. You're like, Mom, this box looks like it's been around for like 4 years.
I never heard Chewy Squares.
I solved the puzzle on the back in like 72.
Right.
It turned out he was eating too fast, inhaled a piece.
Oh.
Didn't realize it. He had severe pain for like 30 minutes.
Oh.
Went away. It went away when his lung fully collapsed.
Oh, man.
That's an indicator right there, yeah.
So he didn't find out what happened until his dad got an ear infection a week later.
from a Cheerio.
From the cereal?
Yeah. His ear is connected to his lung.
What, gee, bacterios?
Family's got a cereal. But they're cereal killers.
Right.
They should just stop eating cereal.
Actually, still trying to kill them.
So he went to the ER with his dad. He told a doctor that he'd been having trouble breathing, and they figured out what happened.
Oh.
He was in the hospital for 5 days.
He was listening to his son's lung, and the thing shot into his ear.
Right, right. He actually he inhaled a toy, too, that came with it. There's a balloon car in here.
He says it hasn't scared him away from cereal without milk.
Just chew it this time. Slowly.
I only like Lucky Charms marshmallows with no milk while they're still firm.
Yeah.
That's the best. The little fake marshmallows.
I like everything with milk.
Chocolate Cheerios is good.
Lucky Charms marshmallows are always good, whether they're firm or soggy.
Yeah, she crushes hers and inhales it and snorts it.
Try that. Try the
orange moons.
It's not even marshmallow. They call it marshmallow, but it's not.
Yeah, we don't know.
Because you can leave a regular marshmallow out for 10 years and it'll never turn into that like substance that whatever the Lucky Charm marshmallow is.
It says think about it. It's not even the quality of a marshmallow. And what is a marshmallow?
Yeah.
It says
it's like goop.
It says here it's actually a mattress foam piece.
It's like a marshmallow outside a nuclear reactor for like 3 years.
Right. Any mattress company that tanked.
Hey, Andrew.
Yes.
Can you look up what the ingredients of a marshmallow?
No, don't do that to people.
And Lucky Charms.
So I have the Lucky Charms one. Let me get the regular one.
You know what? Marshmallows, they burn so quickly. I'm thinking napalm.
Right. Why does something you eat like light on
burst into flame instantaneously?
Yeah.
And we're eating it.
Yeah.
And I hate when people do that. I hate when I'm cooking a s'more and the kid next to me lights his thing on fire. Right. What are you doing? It's supposed to be brown.
Yeah.
I like it burnt. No, you didn't like it burnt. You're an idiot and you don't know how to roast the marshmallow. Right. Any kid that ever did that, that's because you're stupid.
And you don't like it black?
No. It's got to be just brown.
Right.
It's perfectly brown with the gooiness inside.
Yeah. The only problem is, and they burn the crap out of the outside and go, to go to eat it, to not look bad, and go, hey, hey, all the gooey stuff.
And then you get all the black stuff between your teeth.
That's the napalm.
You're smiling at a girl, hey, how you doing, man?
The napalm gets stuck to your chin like, hey, hey, hey. It's the worst.
What'd you find out?
Yes, so for regular marshmallows, ingredients are sugar, corn syrup, gelatin, and air.
All right.
And now
air.
For
air.
Yeah, to puff them up, I guess. So,
wait, sugar?
Yeah, sugar.
Gelatin?
Corn syrup.
Oh, corn syrup, which is more,
it's all
more
sugar.
More sugar. Sugar, corn syrup, and gelatin.
Three different types of sugar and air.
And that's why it burns up so quickly.
Air. Who puts air as as an item? Like, do you really have to list that?
Who has that job? Who puts the air in the marshmallow?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, who pulls
Marge.
Who pulls the marshmallow?
So for Lucky Charms marshmallows, there's a lot of stuff. Whole grain corn, sugar, rice flour, corn syrup, canola, and or sunflower oil, molasses, and 2% or less of modified cornstarch.
Modified. Not the regular.
They got that dextrose thing in there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And more gelatin. Yellow 5, 6, red 40.
Parts
of buffet 40. Of cancer. Natural. Yeah. And artificial flavor.
Parts of leprechaun, yep.
Yeah, that stuff is horrible.
And just think about it. Your mom would be like, eat your cereal. You need a healthy breakfast. Eat your cereal before you leave.
Oh, yeah, they always said part of a balanced breakfast.
Why don't you give the kid a Pall Mall? You know what I mean? Unfiltered. Here you go. It's about the same, probably. You probably got a better shot.
Did you ever see the balanced breakfast they show you on the box?
Yeah.
They show like the bowl of cereal and eggs and bacon and toast and everything. But who the hell's need all that?
It's a heart attack.
Yeah. I'm too full to go to school now.
It's really bad when they have to put the name sugar in the name.
Yeah.
The word sugar.
Sugar frosted
flakes.
Because
that means it's so much sugar, you have to call it like sugar smacks.
Right.
Yeah. And that was the thing. But now they changed that, right? Like things got healthy and they're not called sugar smacks anymore, aren't they? Didn't they change that?
If you have a certain amount of sugar in the product, you have to have sugar in the title.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no kidding.
There's a new one called the new one called Death.
God, Hume.
Hello. I love that Tom Petty song.
Why'd you hang up then?
I didn't. I don't know how to use this phone, and it is driving me insane.
What kind of phone is it?
Don't press
like
the hang up
button. Phone where you hit the buttons, and it's supposed to do it.
He still has the rotary thing he's working on.
Oh, my God. I wish I had a rotary phone. I know how to work the darn thing.
They were easy.
Yeah. Except when you put the
wrong... You better run to me.
I don't know if that's a line.
That's not the word.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's not the words.
It's very show tuny now.
You wreck me, baby.
We'll make it work.
It's so not the words.
That's okay, though.
Everyone's interested in the weather. Phil's getting married tomorrow. Dave's having
what
a food truck fest in Naugatuck. I think it says ceremony at 5:30.
5:30,
yes.
Old
Saybrookish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to be okay. I think if we have any scattered showers, it'll be Saturday night through Sunday morning, like late Saturday night through Sunday morning, and they're going to be hit or miss isolated in nature. So most of the daylight for Saturday is dry. Most of the daylight for Sunday is dry. But it's just that little time period, late Saturday night through early Sunday morning, that we could be dealing with some scattered showers.
Perfect.
Fine.
Nobody wash the car.
I love you, Scott.
Do not wash the car.
Yeah. Yeah, lots going on this weekend. Phil's getting married is primary. That was our lead story this morning on Eyewitness News.
Right. What was the lead story? Yep. Do you even know?
They said they can't believe he's getting married.
Yes, our lead story this morning was the baby formula shortage.
Oh, is that real?
So it's Illinois Day, huh?
It is real, yeah, because the FDA shut down a couple of the plants because they weren't producing good formula, so they had to shut down some of the plants. Now there's supply issues.
They were using real babies.
The formula was causing babies to get sick.
Doesn't every baby come stock with its own supply? I mean, really?
A lot of people have issues. Like, you know, the one woman we interviewed today, she talked about her fact that her baby is gets severe heartburn from, I think, breast milk. So he's got to be on a specific formula, she can't get it.
Little baby really? Next year, yep, that'd be great.
Heartburn from
not
breast.
Good,
right?
There's a comedy bit in there.
Imagine, right? That kid's got a really bad life later on.
Hey, baby, come on over.
I can't get heartburn. But no, thanks.
Sorry,
my mom.
You
got
wrong. You know, you try and talk about something serious on this show, and it goes to hell in a handbasket.
And we brought help today too.
What did babies do in like 1864? They just drank the milk, or they didn't?
Had a lot of heartburn.
I guess
why they were so cranky back then.
Yeah, we had that picture of the kid was just like,
you know.
That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, life expectancy wasn't that long back then.
This is true.
No, that is
this
true.
This is true, yeah.
They got married
married at 14, right? Yep.
So they closed down a couple plants, and is there a baby boom from COVID as well? Are we dealing with that?
That I'm not quite sure of.
Folks had to do something.
Baby boom from COVID? Yeah, we don't think so.
Like, why
we don't think there's a baby boom. Because
When you're stuck with
Caitlin and I have not produced any babies during COVID.
Together.
So we're together or separate.
Oh.
We're good.
She has children, though, no?
Bless you. No. Caitlin Francis is a single, lovely young lady.
I thought she had kids.
So where is she going to get kids from?
I don't know. I remember
the store.
We'll explain it to you later, Scott.
When a man loves a woman.
I mean, she does. She's got some goats, but those are the only kids she's got.
AJ told me that she had kids.
Yeah, I remember seeing a Mother's Day broadcast where she filled in. I thought she said that she had kids.
No, you're completely mistaken.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. First time ever. AJ.
Nicole has a kid and is pregnant.
Right. That part, right. I know that part, yeah.
That we knew.
Yeah, that's a common
thing. I got a viewer email yesterday in kind of indicating that I was pregnant.
Really?
Oh.
He was so mean.
Not nice.
Stood sideways, did you?
So mean.
Not nice.
He's like, what happened to you? Look at your pot belly. You've gone to hell.
God.
Your mother would be so disappointed.
Dad, why are you doing this?
I was like, what the hell? Why do you got to be so mean?
Happy Father to you,
Dad. Why do you got
to
be so rude?
That's brutal.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I blocked him.
So good.
There you go.
New program.
Yeah.
Black his ass.
Do you read that on
then
the
I
air?
Didn't eat the whole. Then I didn't eat the whole day.
No, Scott.
He wanted your portion. That's why.
But he ate all night.
Yeah. Did you read that on the air?
No, I did not read that on the air. The old Scott Haney would have taken him to task and said, "Get out of the basement, eating your TV dinner. Get out of your mother's basement, eating your TV dinner, and get into life."
Yeah, stop watching
Spider-Man.
But I
did not say that.
No, you did not.
What happened to the old Scott Haney?
Yeah, where'd he go?
The old Scott Haney has matured. Huh. He's gotten a little bit older. He's gotten a little bit wiser. And he has two mortgages to pay.
And apparently not Popeye, too.
Yeah, it's not funny, AJ.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
You look great.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Ashley
Whoa!
Said...
Yeah!
Ashley this morning radioed into the studio and said, Scott Haney has a fashion faux pas.
A fashion faux pas?
I don't know how to spell faux pas, so I wrote F-O-P-A.
She thinks my tie is plaid as well as my jacket is plaid.
Yes!
You're doing plaid on plaid! plaid. I love you, Scott.
That's okay. I have a white shirt to differentiate the plaids, and this is the bluest to solid I could find in my tie collection.
She has the hairstyle of a five-year-old.
I've had this haircut all my life.
You're going to take fashion advice from Bangs and Teeth, really?
I kind of get it. Nobody else has said anything. I was like, I wonder if I'm going to get away with this. Thanks, Ashley, for throwing me under the bus.
Hey, she's the first one to say something.
Who was the one who filled in for her last Friday? Get her back.
No, Scott!
Nick from the Connecticut Science Center, and I guess there's a big deal going on, lunar eclipse. When is it, and should we look? Will we see it?
Yeah, well, if you're up late, definitely check it out. It's happening Sunday night. It's going to begin around 10:30. And it's the moon's going to turn this spooky red color, which gives it the name the Blood Moon.
Ooh, Blood Moon.
Yeah.
Blood Moon.
Yeah, it looks very cool. Yes.
Red.
Very vampire-y.
Yeah, the last time this happened was last year, so it's pretty special. You won't want to miss it.
Okay.
Yeah, and it all has to do with how the moon orbits around the Earth. So it's a total lunar eclipse, so that basically means that the moon is entering the Earth's shadow.
Huh.
Yeah, but wait a minute. The guy in TikTok says the Earth is flat.
Right.
There's a lot of people. Right. Yeah.
He's also on TikTok.
I'm very confused.
Well,
now.
I get all my information from TikTok. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Me too.
Was that C. Columbus?
Oh, boy. Yep. Oh, man.
How flat often does this happen? Did you say already?
So the last time this happened was last year. On average, though, it happens, total lunar eclipses happen like every 2.5 years. So it's a pretty special event, but yeah, it's not quite as rare as solar eclipses. Those are very special.
How long does it last?
It starts at 10:30. The moon is completely in the Earth's shadow at around midnight, and then it ends at 2 a.m.
Oh, so just they wake up.
Yeah, we'll see pictures of it on the morning news.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I guess that's how it goes.
Go to work early, I guess.
How often does the...
Well, actually...
How often
the next
does
one
the
is
heart
in November.
Eclipse work?
The what, Dave? You
the can... heart eclipse.
Ask Bonnie Tyler.
Ah,
the heart eclipse. Oh,
I was there with you.
I wouldn't have got that at all if you didn't say Bonnie Tyler.
That was genius. It was wasted. Go ahead.
Hey, I got it.
You have to explain the joke.
The fact that she that got it true. Makes me sad.
Right? Shut up, Tyler.
Yeah, that tells you how genius it was.
That's so why it much. Hurts. That's why it hurts.
You just see him crumple up over the shoulder.
We also have something really cool here is the actual sound of a black hole.
The black hole, yes.
The black hole.
Yeah.
This is, have you heard this yet, Nick?
I haven't heard this sound of a black hole. There was big black hole news yesterday. With the release of the first image of a black hole from the Milky Way galaxy. Or maybe this is something else. So what do you have?
What
is this recording?
So, he's afraid.
First of all, I'm with a couple of 50-plus-year-old guys that are, you know, I say black hole and it's, you know.
The comedian in you has to. It's like an urge.
So this isn't a scientific recording.
Yeah, no, we have the sound of the black hole. A study captured the sound of a black hole that's 250 million light years away. They had to pitch it up to hear it. The actual sound is over 50 octaves lower than the bottom note on a piano. So now you're going to hear what...
How old are you?
Sorry, this is how we're wired.
Oh, my God.
This is years of training.
I'm the mature one here,
Oh, my
Nick.
God. I'm right. About to be trolled.
All right. Okay. I'm going to turn their mics down.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. I feel this. I'm sorry, Nick.
Oh, the anticipation is killing me.
Okay, and here is the sound.
One of those like Halloween, like
it does sound like Halloween.
That's the real thing. Actually, we mic'd up Ashley's stomach.
Very similar.
No, it's real.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Black hole recordings.
Exactly what I thought it would sound like.
Yes. Very scientific.
We just need like William Shatner's spoken word over this.
Yeah, that's all that's missing.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. That reminds me of the Voyager probe that went through the edge of the solar system. It did something similar. It took these readings of sort of light waves coming off of planets and the sun, and they used that to make some spooky soundtrack. Because light is waves, so you can kind of manipulate it so that you can replicate kind of the quote unquote the sound of the solar system.
Didn't the Voyager end up in one of these sci-fi movies? It was like right in the beginning of the movie. They show it, maybe. And it's like what alerted aliens to our existence.
Oh,
does anyone remember this?
No.
Was that Independence Day?
Was it?
It might have been.
Oh. I think so. Oh.
I remember seeing the Voyager. I'm like, wow, I forgot it. About that, I remember in school it was a big deal.
And then humans now go kill it.
Yeah, I think the aliens were like, "What the hell is this?
Right? Oh,
hey, you're throwing trash out here? Yeah, we're gonna
shoot at." Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Voyager had its Hollywood moment. Yeah, it's
So Nick, the science guy, is on. What's going on at the Connecticut Science Center?
Oh yeah, so we've got a really cool event happening on Saturday, May 21st, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's called Make It Grow, and it's an event where we feature a bunch of local makers and artisans, and we have gardening activities and flower sale, and it should be super fun. So come check it out.
Awesome, Nick. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Damon Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
All right, so the top 5 things that happened this week, and the news that I'm not sure I could ever do. A new Canaan couple gave $20 million to a hospital to expand it. $20 million. So let's assume in this scenario, I'm crazy rich. I still don't think I give the $20 million to a hospital.
Oh, you definitely don't.
I
know you don't. Yeah, maybe a bottle museum.
So I'm reading this article, and I say, I think I just buy myself an island. These hospitals could go screw. Right? Oh,
yeah. Don't they make enough money?
Right, that's definitely what I was saying.
You would start a YouTube museum.
Right. It would be some nonsense thing that would help no one but me.
Right.
Yeah. And then there are people looking for special treatments that I'm like, I'm keeping this money.
And who's the statue of
anyone at this hospital have the last name of Dakin?
No.
I'm out.
Right. Okay. Nobody's getting any money.
Nah.
Number 4, Jesse Williams is in a Broadway show called Take Me Out. And he's nude on stage, fully nude, hogs out. Hogs out. So I don't think that at this stage of my life.
Who's Googling something right now? Guess who on the show is Googling something right now?
I mean, there's got to be images.
It has 503,000 Twitter clicks, hearts.
You mean the one who's getting married soon?
Who's divorced, the hot one fiance. From Grey's Anatomy. And let me tell you, I found a screenshot and there is a lot blurred out.
Right, it's hog city.
Yeah, but I could do that. I could blur out a lot.
Yeah, they probably just went.
You can see something's behind the blur.
They gave more blur.
I just mean not all men need as much blur.
You can find it without the blur. It's everywhere.
I can.
Yeah, just Google, Jesse Williams hog or whatever, and you'll find it.
Okay.
I'm not doing this.
But anyhow, I'm not really worried about the downstairs, but if I don't even want to be shirts off on a stage with this belly and these boobs. I'm not, I think it's a mess.
What are you looking at me for?
Well, because Chaz is Googling hogs and so is Ashley.
I'm a little
you're the only one paying attention.
I'm a little
just getting pictures of his face.
Right. Just call it whiteout.
There's a blur everywhere.
So there's no real, photo?
I can't find one. Send it to me.
Only in your dreams, Ashley.
Or you could go to the play. I guess he walks to the front of the stage and it's just out.
So I'm supposed to get, front row tickets?
Right. It's for, $400 and it's just there it is.
Hey, look. He pushed your bangs back.
It's gone.
I found it.
You found it?
Yeah. It's not blurred.
Well, send it to me. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't think he can send an email with that image. It's a work email.
That's a guy who can do it.
Right.
Pull it off. No pun intended.
And he's in shape. He's got everything going for him.
I think he can pull it off. I don't think it's real.
Wait, roll back just a little bit.
I think that might be something to attach.
You would have to come
in. Okay. All right. Okay.
But I can't imagine. You got to be really confident in yourself to get on stage and just be in front. It's different to be in a movie or take pictures, but to be on stage in front of, let's call it 700 people every night and just be out. Just out there.
Yeah, but where this is a winter production. Meep.
Right, so cold. Right, true. It's so cold in those theaters.
They put the AC on, there goes your show.
What happens when
Jesse's can we turn?
I don't think that thing goes away.
All of a sudden it becomes Rudolph.
Pretty big.
It becomes Rudolph.
What happens if he gets, excited?
Yes.
I don't think that would happen. Yeah. Like, because you're like on stage. I think the nerves would like keep it down.
I don't know. I don't have one. No, no.
Well, we'll have a biology lesson later on how this
works.
Well,
you have two other things that get excited uncontrollably.
I can control those.
You can.
Well, no, but I know how they behave.
Okay. I don't think if you're on a stage, it would grow. I think you're just too into the performance, and I think it stays like long and down. Can we move on to number three? Because now I'm uncomfortable.
Yes.
So number three, a lady from West Hartford just climbed Mount Everest and broke the record for the 10th time. She is 48 years old. 10 times she's climbed the mountain. Now, I've been thinking about this. I get bitchy about walking around the neighborhood. The kids are like, hey, fat dad, like, let's walk around the neighborhood.
Hey, fat dad.
And right. I'm like, I don't want to walk around the neighborhood. This woman climbed Mount Everest 10 times.
10 times.
What, she forget her keys?
And can you, so what's the place in New Haven? East Rock or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, people talk about, oh, you should go climb it. It's so pretty. Like, I'm never doing that.
You're not supposed to climb it anyway.
You're supposed to walk it, right?
You walk it, yeah. You climb it and they have to, like, peel you off the side of the mountain. Forget about it.
But you're like, walk it. And then,
mad, yeah.
Unless there's, like, a mozzarella sticks at the top or something. Like, there's no reason for me to do these things.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, there's a food truck on top of the hill.
10 times Everest. And it takes like a month. You don't just go up there on a Tuesday. Like, it's you got to fly there.
I think we talked to
camping.
Her once.
They do that.
We did. Yeah, we had her in. Yeah.
What, times seven? Like, it's stupid. And she should have said, like, yeah, I'm good here. But
if you do it once, check it off your list.
Right, it's over.
On.
Right.
Yeah. I had a car to climb Mount Washington once.
Counts. I count it.
Like,
yeah.
The seventh time, what are you learning that you haven't learned the other six?
Right. You've seen it. You've done it. And you can already brag about it. Like, there's no need. For
oh, yeah. Look, there's a new skeleton out here. Yeah.
He's wearing a U2 shirt.
Good deep breath. There you go. Number two.
Reach for a mozzarella stick.
Why did I do? I should have just walked the neighborhood. Number two, James Cromwell glues his hand to the Starbucks counter.
Oh, yeah.
He did this yesterday. He's the
actor.
This
is the guy that was in Babe.
Yeah, and he's mad about the prices of vegan milk. It's not that he's mad that they're selling regular milk. He's mad that the vegan milk is like 30 cents more than the regular milk, which is sort of, you know, nutty.
So he's running out of money?
And I've said this
before. But it costs more for the vegan milk to produce it and to...
No, that's why. It doesn't. That's why he's mad.
Oh.
I'm not a fact source, so don't, like, quote me.
That'll
do. From what I understand, it's not more, but Starbucks is charging more for some reason.
Everything vegan is more.
How much the glue cost?
Well, this is
Andrew's looking it up.
Yeah, Andrew, you figure this out. This is why we miss Phil in times like these when I say completely wrong things.
Oh, yeah,
I don't even know if Phil really knows the truth. He just likes correcting people.
You know, we never actually look at his screen and see if he's actually looking at something.
Right. I know what's on Chaz's screen.
Right.
Okay, I took it off. It got really weird when you scrolled down.
Like a bad kielbasa sale.
But I was thinking about this. I don't know if I am passionate about anything enough to glue myself to something. It's impressive that that girl glued herself to the floor at the basketball game. He's glued. I don't care about anything to say, like, hey, I should glue myself and really show him I'm mad.
You can glue yourself to the stage and U2's playing.
Right, but like,
I can't leave.
Right.
What would you protest?
Nothing.
Where you would be willing to glue yourself.
Right. That I'm going to put myself in harm's way and probably. So I suck, clearly. Like, I should care about something that. So the 99 got rid of potato skins. This was big news in the Keith algorithm.
That would do it.
See? No, but this happened. This is real. The 99 does not sell potato skins anymore.
Right.
And so they switched it to tater tots with cheese and bacon. This is too much information. But, like, that's something I'm passionate about.
You were mad about that. You would glue your... That would be... You know, you should do it for the station.
So I'll go to the Stratford 99 and glue myself till they bring back the potato skin.
Yes.
This is why he can't do that production with no shirt on.
It's true. It's
100% because he can't look crap like this.
We do have a new intern.
Yeah, go glue them to the 99.
I just saw Kyle run away.
Sorry, Kyle.
And the number one thing, and the guy guessed it, the pilot passes out, a random passenger lands the plane. I can't imagine taking over the plane and landing it. I mean, I get nervous driving in New York City. So now I'm in a plane, and they have to, like, figure out how to get me down. The call from the to air traffic control is the best part. Like, yeah. Where are you? I don't know, man. I see the coast.
Right. Yeah. Just keep driving along the coast. We'll find you. 4 minutes of radio silence, and the guy radios back. Hey, did you find me yet?
I'm in the air.
Like, you've really got to be somebody with confidence and proud of themselves to do something like that, because I crashed that plane.
No, it's called fear of death.
I think I fall apart. I look at the controls, and I don't know what to do. I don't even know if I would figure out that that's the radio to call air traffic control. We're going down. Right. Like, it's over.
Yeah, just do it fast.
right.
Point it down. Go as fast as you can.
We're dead. It's been a fun ride.
Yeah, and the guy had a pregnant wife, or has a pregnant wife.
At home, yeah.
Really? The guy that landed it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Just like the ultimate man.
Yeah. Right.
So this is basically what these stories are. These are the ultimate people, and I suck.
Well, apparently, you know what? Like, that would, as soon as that happens, you think, okay, God, thanks a lot. So I don't get to see my kid.
Or
this is over.
Or he didn't dare not bring her that thing she wanted.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.